Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. God with us. It's that time of year. It's for many people, it means different things to different people. For some, it's fun, joy, excitement. To others, it's stress, pressure, and anxiety. For the church, the focus is always on the baby Jesus, as it should be. But today, I want you to see another part of the picture of the birth of Christ. We sang about him earlier, good, good father. I want to try to not take the focus away from the baby Jesus today, but rather bring into focus the bigger picture, because I think it's important. Important to see not only just a baby in a manger, but what he became and who he represents. You see, Jesus was, and he still is today, a gift from the Father. So I want us to, of course, understand the significance of the birth of Christ, but I want us to also see today the Father behind this greatest gift the world has ever known. We sang about a good, good Father, and the first line says, I've seen 100 stories of what they think you're like. And I'm sure there's 100 different ideas here of what he's like. I know for many here today, maybe you've got a twisted or distorted idea of a father because of your experience with a father. Maybe experiences of neglect, abuse, or just a bad relationship. For others, maybe you don't know what a father is because you've never known yours. And the one you knew or that you know now maybe never said a positive word to you or about you. So I want us to focus on that good, good father during this Christmas time who gave that greatest gift of all, the Christ child in a manger. Psalm 68 tells us who God is. Psalm 68:5 says, he's a father to the fatherless. And I'm sure there's fatherless people sitting here, but I want you to know you are not fatherless. You might be fatherless from an earthly standpoint, but God's word says he is a father to the fatherless. He is your father. He can be your father. He wants to be your father. Another line goes, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. There's a lot of people alone, not just at Christmas, but all year round. But it doesn't have to be that way. They don't have to be alone because God says once that we allow him to come into our lives, he says, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I won't leave you. I'll never leave you alone. You'll never be alone again when you let me into your life. You see, when you accept the gift of Jesus Christ into your life, a good, good father who gave it says to you, I'll always be there. I'll always be there. James 1:17 says this, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. God shined his light on the world when he gave that perfect gift, the one perfect gift of Jesus Christ for us. Our Heavenly Father only gives good gifts. Gifts like Jesus, a Savior. The gift of his word, which is truth. And the gift of his Holy Spirit, who gives us his peace and comforts us at any time, in any situation. The song continues, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. I want you to know this morning, no matter what your experience has been in life, you are loved this morning. God loves you. And God cares about your life. It doesn't matter what you've been through or what you're going through or what you will go through. God loves you and He cares about your life. You know, it talks about people searching. People don't know who they are because their identity is in the world, in the things of the world. And the next line says, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers that only you, God, provide, because you know just what we need. So many people searching for contentment, for satisfaction, for happiness. Well, we search for happiness, but what we're really searching for is joy, because happiness is predicated and based on surroundings and outward things. But joy is inside. And no matter what storms are flying around us on the outside, joy remains constant, steady. It doesn't ebb and flow like happiness. People are searching for joy, for hope, for meaning, and for love, and for most of all, peace. Peace. Peace that the Bible describes as passes our understanding. Peace that only comes from God. Peace that the world can't give, people can't give, things can't give. The peace that only God gives. The song continues. You're perfect in all of your ways. It's love so undeniable. Peace so unexplainable. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I am loved by you. When I was 10, our father died on Christmas night. And for the next 20 years, I spent the next 20 years searching for answers in all sorts of ways, in all sorts of things. And then some 20 years later, I found love that was undeniable, peace unexplainable. God's love is perfect. It's not like human love. Human love says, if you, then I will. It's predicated. It's conditional. But God's love is not. God's love is undeniable. Because when a person receives it, they're never the same. We see things differently. We look at things differently. We view things and people differently. It's undeniable. His peace is so unexplainable. You can't explain the peace that comes from God. All hell can be breaking loose around you, and you have the peace of God in your life. You just can't explain it. Yeah, I know things are crazy, but I have peace. I have peace because it supersedes God's peace, the peace that the Holy Spirit imparts. It supersedes and it overrides, and it's unmatched by any other state of being. It's not predicated, and it's not affected on outward things, outward circumstances, outward situations. John 10:30, Jesus' words, he says, I and my Father are one. And then again in John 14, Jesus said, He who has seen me has seen the Father. And so today I urge you to look not just at a baby in a manger. but to see who that baby represents. He's the extension of a good, good father that so loved us. He gave that baby as a sacrifice, a gift, a perfect gift for you and I, you and me, so that we could have life. We could have freedom. Freedom from the bondages that life puts on us, that people put on us, that situations and things put on us. You know, the baby in the manger, as we view that, that baby didn't save us. That baby doesn't heal us. But what that baby, the person and the man that baby grew into, and that man that hung on a cross that looked something like that, that's who saves us. That's who heals us. That's who gives us peace. Unexplainable. I want you to watch this short video so you can maybe get a grasp of what happened from the manger to the cross and see what a good, good father we have. Watch this. I want to encourage you today. God is a good, good father. No matter what your idea or understanding of a father is, God is a father to the fatherless. He's the great I am. God will change your life. Would you pray with me, please? As you got your heads bowed, and I want you to focus on who Jesus is. I know there's many people here that have been searching for answers in all kinds of places and in all kinds of things. That's humanity. We do that. Jesus told a very educated, highly educated scholar by the name of Nicodemus, who was inquiring as to how to come into this relationship with God, and Jesus said, "You must be born again." No, we can't be born again in a water birth, a physical birth, but he meant spiritually. Your heart must be born again by the Spirit of God. And so I want to encourage you, those that have been searching and searching and searching. I know what you're searching for. I've been there. I searched for it until I was 30 years old. But when I found it, the search was over. There was love undeniable and peace unexplainable. And you can have that this morning. Right now, it comes by faith. And so I want to encourage all of you today. If you're here and you've never had a real, authentic encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, you've never placed your faith in Jesus Christ, and you're tired of searching, you're tired of scratching and clawing your way through life, if you're tired of the struggle, I want to encourage you by faith. By faith, say this to God today. God, forgive me. I need you. I need a Savior. I need peace. Unexplainable. I need that love that only you can give. And I believe Jesus is the answer that I've looked for so long. And so, God, today, by faith, I place my heart into the hands of Jesus. By faith, I receive His forgiveness. By faith, I receive His love. By faith, I will be born again by the Spirit of God. Thank you for saving me, Lord. Thank you for giving me the peace and love that only you can. I receive it by faith, and I purpose to live in it from this day on. In Jesus' name. God, I thank you today that you are a good, good Father. I thank you, Lord, today, according to your promise, that your word never returns void. That the seeds of your word and your spirit have fallen on good ground today, on fertile soil, and they're taking root. And God, that we will see them grow and come to fruition in people's lives. I thank you this morning, God, that lives have been changed by the power of your Holy Spirit. Hearts have been quickened and touched and pricked by your Spirit. And I trust you, God, that people today, right here, right now, have found what they've been searching for so long. God, I thank you that you're a good, good Father. You're a good, good Father. And you've given us the perfect gift that we can celebrate not at just at Christmas, but we can celebrate it 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. We can celebrate Christ in us, the hope of glory. Thank you, Lord, for your presence here today. Thank you for your love and your peace in this place and in these people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I just want to encourage you today. If you gave your life to Christ today by faith, it's okay if you don't understand all that. God's going to bring you along. Just trust and believe that if you prayed those words to God today with your heart, that Christ is in your life. And when the enemy comes, maybe later today or tomorrow, and says, "Oh, you didn't mean anything," call the enemy what God calls him. He's a liar. He's the father of lies. And you just use the name of Jesus because there's power in it. And you say to the devil, to those thoughts, you say in the name of Jesus, "I am a son or a daughter of the King Most High. Be gone." And he will leave you. God bless you. I hope that this will be a Christmas for some that will be unlike any more, any others, and you'll never, ever forget this Christmas. I just want to say thanks for being here today. I know a lot of you are visiting. If you don't have a church home, I want to encourage you to just check us out. We kind of got a little warehouse going here, and we're still finishing some things out, and it's a lot of fun and a lot of work, but God's doing some amazing things here. We're just trying to be real people, doing real life with a real God, and we need each other to do that. So if you don't have a church home, maybe you're watching by internet, come check us out. We'd love to have you join us and come be a part of this fellowship. We're just trying to do life together with God and get closer to Him and go deeper with Him. And so we're going to close out with one more song that celebrates the season. And afterwards, I want to encourage you. We have tons of goodies and refreshments. I think there's still some warm cider back there and coffee and some other things. So hang around a little bit. Visit, get to know people, and just enjoy some fellowship after the service today. And I want to say thank you for coming. And I pray on behalf of the staff and everyone, the worship team, that you have a blessed and Merry Christmas this year.